We have to solve it together. So how are we going to cure this disease together? By only teaching how money works. So I am asking you, join us. Join us this crusade to bring financial literacy to the world so everyone in this country can live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Are you with me?
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
587,000 lives were lost to COVID-19 in the United States alone as of Monday this week. The whole world is pushing that restart button to recalibrate our lives after the pandemic. Unfortunately, that button is not one of those, that was easy. Certainly not, is it? The COVID-19 actually exposed more than a health crisis. The world is now in an economic crisis. It's always been there. It's like the water level comes down, it exposed what was already there. So what kind of economic crisis did we have, even during or before the COVID-19? It's a big topic, isn't it, right? There's many reports out there. It says the financial crisis have destroyed more lives than any disease or outbreaks in the United States. So couple that, some of the numbers are staggering. So I'm actually delivering the State of the Union, by the way. So more disease, financial crisis have destroyed more people in any disease or outbreaks in the form of bankruptcy. This number is staggering. From 2000 to 2019, a 19-year period, there have been 23.5 million bankruptcies were filed in the United States are non-business related. More than 1 million cases were filed every year, which means more than 1 million individuals and families were financially dying every year. Crazy number, isn't it? In my professional experience of more than 20 years in this industry, the big number of the crises could have been prevented if we were better equipped with financial literacy, don't you think? So talk about literacy. The best way that someone described here, Mr. Kofi Annan, he is former Secretary General of the United Nations. It says, literacy is the road to human progress and the means through which every man, woman, and child can realize his or her full potential. Incredibly described, isn't it? But I think Mr. Kofi Annan had made a mistake, missing one word there. Financial literacy is the road to human progress and the means through which every man and woman child can realize his or her full potential, in my opinion. So again, talk about literacy. Let's take a look at how literate this world is. In the last couple of decades, the financial literacy rate have increased dramatically. And this is the top 10 countries with highest literacy rate. Number one is Russia, 99.7% of population in Russia is financially literate. Interesting, isn't it? Number two, Finland. Number three, South Korea. Number four, USA, and so on. Illiteracy alone in this world is a huge problem. According to UNESCO, there are 770 million people who cannot write or read today. And that financial illiteracy alone costing the global economy more than $1 trillion a year. 770 million people, which means they can't Google things. They can't text their children says, okay, dinner's ready, come downstairs, right? More serious note. Now, coupled with that, compared to financial literacy, let's take a look at that. This is top 10 countries with highest financial literacy, number one being Denmark at 71%. And going to all the way, 10th is Finland at 63%. Do you feel like something is missing there? Right? Something is not right in the list. What's missing? The United States of America, the most powerful, the most prosperous, most wealthiest country in the world, cannot be even top 10 list of financial literacy. It's very sad, isn't it? I want to tell you a true story here. So as you can see, the literacy rate here, list, and the financial literacy doesn't really kind of match together, is there? I thought it was kind of interesting. So I'm from Korea. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was in South Korea, and I was shopping with my sister in the town called the Gangnam. A lot of you heard Gangnam style. It's called actually Gangnam in Korea, and that town is the wealthiest town in Korea. And I was shopping and walking around, and I saw homeless people on the street. I thought, in Gangnam has homeless people. So my sister said, honey, that are different, special kind of homeless people. Well, to me, it's a homeless is homeless, yes? And she said, these group of homeless, they have a PhD. Somehow, some ways, they end up on the street. They even have PhD degrees. Only in Korea, you get to be homeless. If you have a PhD, you get to hang around in Gangnam, in a Gangnam style. It's a little joke. But it's a story. It's a true story, by the way. It's really, really sad. Now, talk about financial illiteracy that you hear. The statistics everywhere, we read, we hear everywhere, and the pandemic really didn't help much. But it says 40% of Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. 32% of Americans saved nothing for retirement in 2020. Almost half of Americans have missed one or more rent or mortgage payments since the COVID-19 outbreaks. Financial illiteracy is a disease that crippled our communities, especially in minorities and lower class in our society, generations after generations, and we should be furious about that. How can 50% of Americans are financially illiterate in a nation where driven by financial prosperity? Right? Financial illiteracy is a disease. Our access to justice, living conditions, our social status, transportation, food, all are dependent on money that people don't know anything about. It is a big problem. Now, this group of people that I'm looking around here, the most highly educated group of people. So we must solve some problems together, yes? So let me ask you, where do we learn how money works? Where do we get the financial literacy? Did we learn from school? Yes or no? No. Then did we learn that from our society? Maybe from our business organizations? From our workplace? we don't get to learn how money works everywhere. But guess what? At WealthWave, we are How Money Works Company. Here, WealthWave, we bring how money works in a very easy and take all the fear and anxiety of the big words that industries are using, or those big words that doesn't really mean anything to our everyday financial personal finance. We have WealthWave providing the simple and easy curriculum we have put together, and we bring the heart of the financial world, teaching thousands of thousands upon thousands of people so far in just the last couple of years, teaching people how money works. Do we all agree that we have some significant and difficult problems that we need to solve together? Yes? To me, solving problems is not hiding from it. We must face it head on, face on. We must speak up. We must stand up together to solve this very, very bad disease around the world, financial illiteracy. So we can actually solve it together. So how are we going to solve this disease, get rid of this disease? Unfortunately, there's no vaccines for that, for financial illiteracy. I would love to be there to have a couple of shots. I already got both shots, right? Oops, I'm now financially illiterate, right? No, we have to solve it together. So how are we going to cure this disease together? By only teaching how money works. So I am asking you, join us. Join us this crusade to bring financial literacy to the world so everyone in this country can live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Are you with me? Can you join me? Let's do it together. Okay, God bless you and God bless America.
Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Now, WealthWave's official podcast. If you like this episode and want to hear more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast or Leadership Now on iTunes. Join us each week to grow as an entrepreneur and succeed as a leader in the financial business with WealthWave.